I'm Kit Elliott, and I'm the membership secretary for Friends of Troopers Hill.
How many members at the moment?
Well, currently the membership list is defined by the number of people we send the newsletter to, and that is around about 160 people at the moment. So a lot of people get the information about Troopers Hill and keeps them up to date with what's happening.
Have you got a view like this from your look at the rain now? I knew, yeah, three out of four interviews we have carried out at the base of the hill, but now we've come inside of Susan's living room, which looks out onto the hill and the chimney there. You can just about make the chimney out, but it's getting bleak.
Almost disappearing now in the rain.
Presumably you prefer it in the summer.
Yes. Well, of course, as I think Susan probably told you, you get terrific view from here of the changing seasons as the colours of the hill itself change. From where I am, which is a little further up the hill, we look out across the roof of the house at front, and we see a side profile of the chimney and the hill. Funnily enough, we moved in about 12 years ago, and when we bought the house, we actually didn't even notice the hill was there.
it was an extra bonus.
Yes,
it's a nice house then, obviously.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So look at that, nice horizontal. It is horizontal.
Well, you get the wind coming up the valley here. It's quite exposed, as you can see. You're looking straight west there, and that's, of course, where the wind mainly comes from.
Now, let's just get the sound effect of the rain on the patio door there, just to prove we're not being wimpish. You did put your day glow fluorescent.
Yes, I was always going to go outside, but you went out.
It was me. Mm. What's your background then?
My background.
Where's the accent?
Oh, the accent. Well, I'm actually Irish. I come from Belfast, actually. But funnily enough, most people automatically diagnose my accent as being West Country, which, until I moved here 12 years ago, I beg your pardon, I'd never actually been to the West Country. So the accent is just what happens to be picked up in the years I lived in London and various places.
Yeah, it's really distinctive. Nice. People must compliment you on it.
They do, actually, yes.
What you're saying.
Funny enough.
And you were involved in all the media and films and...
I am, yes. I started with the BBC. How many years ago is that? 39 years ago? It's quite a long time ago now. But I've been in, freelance working in the media since 1978, so I make videos, basically, one way or another, either directing, producing, editing, filming, whichever, and I make most of the videos that you see on our website here, Friends of Troopers Hill.
Brilliant. So anyone can log on and see those?
Yes, it's absolutely. You don't need to sign up or anything. Just go to the website and click through to the videos. I think it's called Video Project, isn't it? Because there's supposed to be a long-term project we're working on. And it is long term.
Look at that. Now, what's your favourite part of it, the hill?
The hill?
Yeah.
Favourite part of the hill? Well, there's so many different parts of it. I would probably say the woods, I think, because you can almost get lost in there. I mean, you wander off the path and it takes you a while to find your way back again, basically. And you find lots of new paths and things that we think the deer and various wildlife make, the paths that weren't there before, basically. Either that or very little kids, I'm not quite sure which, but we had the Music on the Hill event, which is always very popular at the end of June. We've done that for about 3 years now in a row. We had to cancel it 1 year because the weather was just like this. At the end of June, hey, there you go. The first year we actually coincided with, I think it was the World Cup Eliminator when England went out, I think it was, yes. So nobody turned up for it. I don't know if you recall that one. It went to penalties.
Like they always do.
Nobody turned up till about 7 o'clock and then everybody flooded in. So it was a beautiful evening, though. So that's always a very popular thing. And that's usually the last Saturday in June or thereabouts. And one of the other big ones that we do every year is we've done twice now, the Family Fun Dog Show, which we do on the field behind Troopers Hill here. It's part of... We like to try and engage with as many people as we can, from not just from this local community, from all over Bristol. So we publicise these things, we stage these things, hopefully get people along. And the dog walkers in particular are good people to engage, because many of the dog walkers are probably the biggest group that use Troopers Hill, I think. Any time you look out, you'll see people walking dogs on the hill. Okay, not right now, perhaps, because it's chucking it down, but... We've been sitting here, well, you were outside talking to Susan for half an hour. We were watching dog walkers enjoying the view in between the rain showers. But one of the things they do, which is extremely helpful and useful, is they're very, very good at picking up litter and rubbish. Very often our council parkie will find by the dog bins, bags of rubbish, etc., that the dog walkers, as they're going around, they pick it up for us, which is excellent.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So we're very keen to encourage them and to engage with them.
Right, here we go. Three of these, please, sir.
Right, well, I've got one already, of course, which is number 41, and I firmly believe you make these up anyway.
It's your hobby away from filmmaking or, you know, running the membership at Troopers Hill.
Geocaching. Yeah, I thought I was going to get that look.
Geocaching.
Geocaching. In the year 2000, the American government increased the accuracy of GPS devices. So it went from being several hundred meters, accuracy of several hundred meters down to about 2 meters, you know, on a good day. And if you go to the site www.geocaching.com and put in your postcode there, here for instance, you will find that there are 20 geocaches hidden within about 1.5 mile radius of here. And a geocache typically, there are many types now, but a geocache typically will be a little plastic box that is hidden somewhere, and all they do is publish the coordinates. You go and find the go to the coordinates using your GPS device, and then with a bit of luck, comes the treasure hunt, and you find the little plastic box. Nothing of any value in it, apart from a logbook and a few bits and pieces, like sort of thing you might get in crackers, for instance. You'll sign the logbook and then log it on site, and you build up your collection of how many geocaches you find.
So who puts them there?
Anybody. Anybody who cares to join the geocaching community. They're all over the world. There's about 800,000 of them around the world now. They exist in Iraq. They're in Uzbekistan. I've checked on these purely because I was writing an article on it once. But when we go on holiday, we went to Madeira a little while back. We went geocaching there. There's about 70 on Madeira. We have great. It's great fun because you can take the kids along. They love the treasure hunt aspect of it. Some of them are. You can take, you know, wheelchairs or buggies and things on. There is actually one within about 0.5 mile of, well, there's one on Troopers Hill, actually, just in the woods.
Any in Totterdam, where I'm from?
Oh, well, there's bound to be, but yeah. I'd have to go and look up the website to check exactly
where. Geocaching.com.
Geocaching.com, yeah. Recommend it as a hobby.
What an answer. Right. I'm glad that one fell out of the bag.
well, I won't look. There we go. Here we go. Number 5.
Soundtrack of your life. A record that if you were stuck in a lift, you wouldn't mind it on loop.
It would probably be, I think, be Dire Straits, and it would be Telegraph Road.
Any particular time it brings back in your life? Was it happiness?
It is happiness. I probably got familiar with it round about the time I met my wife, so there's obviously fond memories there, basically, but I just love the chords, I just love the music.
If we find it, we might play it for you.
That would be very nice.
And the whole of the Troopers Hill Friends group.
Oh, of course.
Even if they don't like Dire Straits and
Martin. Absolutely.
Tough luck, they didn't pull the ball out, did they? Final ball.
Well, Susan just saying she does have the album here, so we'll have that on afterwards, yeah? Okay. Right, last ball, here we go. 16.
Any sporting allegiance at all? Originally from Belfast, then.
I am. So it would actually be the Irish rugby team.
What was it? No, they beat Fiji the other day, didn't they?
Brian O'Driscoll. I remember now.
I think they
it was a good match, though, and they won.
Were you geocaching whilst you were watching the rugby?
No. I think it might rather spoil the idea, actually, wouldn't it?
And let's finish on a thank you, shall we? Life wonderful when people are nice to each other?
Absolutely. Well, there's of course several outfits we'd like to thank. We get grants from various organisations. We got a grant recently from the PCS Union, which is going towards buying art materials. When we have some of the events on the hill, we have a craft tent, so the kids love that. They come along and spend hours painting and spreading glitter and glue around. I wouldn't like to have to wash their clothes afterwards. But in terms of local support. The best support we get of all is from Bees's Bar and Tea Garden, which I think you know.
Well, I think I know because you beat the Radio Bristol team in a quiz.
We are the champions!
Has there been an inquiry into that one or not? Was it all fair? It wasn't like the Thierry Henry goal or anything.
I heard there was a suggestion of foul play, but given that a certain party's organised the questions, not us.
Only one round of it. I suppose you could have put forward 5 questions about the hill. Yeah,
well, you were unlucky, of course, that the last round was on narrowboats, wasn't it, if I recall correctly. And, of course, Susan, our chair, they have a narrowboat. And along with my wife, who was there because I wasn't there myself, we love waterways and narrowboats. So you were on a hiding
questions
nothing
about
on
ones
that.
Up north, I seem to remember, wasn't it?
Yeah. But
they've been good.
But Bees, they have a beer festival every autumn. And from the proceeds of that, they split half the proceeds between ourselves and Friends of Eastwood Farm, which is Eastwood Farm is another local nature reserve alongside the Bees's Bar and Tea Garden, and give it to us. And this year we had received
£500,
£530 for them, which is going to guarantee that next year, weather permitting, we will be staging the Music on the Hill concert and the dog show again, probably.
Look forward to it. I might have a dog by then, 20.
Well, we'll expect to see you.